up the phone, shook my head, trying to make sense of it. Something about it was all wrong. It kept me up for a long time. I tried hard to understand it, but I came up empty. What Katie did, can you keep it to yourself? If I tell you what Katie did. What Katie did, can you keep it hid? If I tell you what Katie did. Headlights came around the bend, caught her out there walking. She had something in her hand, it was glittering. I had now know like she was lost, had no place to go. She might not have been thinking straight, is all I can say. What Katie did, can you keep it to yourself? If I tell you what Katie did. What Katie did, can you keep it hid? If I tell you what Katie did. When he came by, he said it wasn't true, it's a lie and there's no proof. A made up story, you're a fool to buy. That's what he told me, looking me straight in the eye. Alright then, maybe you can help me. Something I'd like for you to tell me. Her shoes were muddy and there'd been no rain. What do you say to that, my friend? What Katie did, can you keep it to yourself? If I tell you what Katie did. What Katie did, can you keep it hid? If I tell you what Katie did. Have you ever woke up from a dream, sweat all over your skin? You drink coffee strong and black, thinking the dream's never coming back. If fate was wrote on a page somewhere, who'd ever know there'd been a change out there? The night was dark, the moon was low, like I told you before. What Katie did, can you keep it to yourself? If I tell you what Katie did. What Katie did, can you keep it hid? If I tell you what Katie did. What Katie did, can you keep it tight-lid? If I tell you what Katie did.
That's Swamparella, Susie Schlanger playing the fiddle there. And a great band from Toronto, from their latest album, On the Line, Corville's Breakdown. Before that was Ray Bonneville from Montreal and his new CD. It's brand new. It's on Red House Records. It's called Going By Feel, and a song called What Katie Did. It's making an impression on people, I can tell. And Kelly Joe Phelps started that set with Handful of Arrows from the latest CD from him, Tunesmith Retrofit. I told you he was playing some banjo these days, didn't I? Anyway, he's starting the show tonight at the Chan Centre at UBC, and then concluding the show is the Wailing Jennies. We'll have some music from them later on. It's about 8 minutes past ten here on CITR 101.9 FM, The Saturday Edge, with me, Steve Edge, and thanks for joining me. I'm having fun. Hope you are too. Now, here's something. I had a phone call a couple of weeks ago from long-time supporter of The Rogue and listener to this show, Art Bomke, and he said, "I know you've got this CD. It's my nephew, a guy called Ben Bedford. I know you've got it." Well, I didn't know it. You see, it arrived last week from his agent, and then I got an email yesterday from Ben, who's a songwriter from back east in the States there, and he said, "Hold on, introduce myself. Come and see me in Memphis at the Folk Alliance." I said, "I already know you. Besides, there's no point sending me the press yet because I've already got the CD. It seems like you have relatives in town." He said, "Oh my God," in the next email. "You know, my uncle and aunt." It's great. So we had a nice little chat. And I listened to the album. It's got some good stuff on it. So we're going to have a song from that. The album's called Lincoln's Man. A lot of the songs harken back to the American Civil War. Very interesting. Pivotal moment. Period. In American history. This is a song called Goodbye Jack from Ben Bedford. And then we have another song, the last one that I'm going to do today, from the Sing Out Sampler CD. And it's from another northeastern United States musical act. This is the Weepies, who are assigned to Vancouver's Network Records. And a rather poignant little song called Nobody Knows Me At All. I think we can all relate to that as well. But anyway, we'll start with Ben Bedford. And this goes out to Art and Carol Bomke. It's your nephew on the radio. Cool, it's a cool feeling, isn't it?
Been too long out to sea, in the great north weather, with your right hand on a writing pen, a bottle in the other. Steam power will not bring you back, nor intentions of the best. 'Cause your body broke in two, your spirit stood the test. Hard living on the Frisco Bay, it ain't no way to go. And there's scoundrels on the briny deep, and the hills are full of gold. Some say you were an SOB, you're hard to get along. But even still, I figured you were worth at least the poor man's song. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place. Won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Old transcendent snowbanks, blizzard's icy brink. Your body stumbled down the street to taverns for a drink. If I listen hard enough, I nearly always hear it. 'Cause animal brutality contends with human spirit. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place. You won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Mm-hmm. life too fast. Slowly still in vital signs of things not meant to last. But you poured it out on page. Your incoming wit from the mountains capped with silver down to streets of grime and grit. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place. You won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Tried to build that fire, and down from Dawson to the sea, with the men of 40 Mile, and a daughter of Aurora's waiting at the rainbow's end. She's calling at the wild with the League of the Old Men. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place. Dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Jack. Goodbye, Jack.
Nobody knows me at all. I got lots of friends, yes, but then again, nobody knows me at all. Kids and a wife, it's a beautiful life. Nobody knows me at all. Nobody knows me at all. I know how you feel, no secrets to reveal. Nobody knows me at all. I'm very late at night. In the morning light, nobody knows me at all. Nobody knows me, nobody knows me, nobody knows me at all.
Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Imagine, can you imagine? Have it all turn out the way you thought it would. Magic, you believe in magic. did when you were just a little kid and everybody told you you should know better. Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Remember, can you remember the little child inside you left many years ago? Waiting, she's there waiting, skipping rope and tossing hopscotch, and she wants to be your friend. Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. What have you been doing over the years? Have you been dreaming your dream or running from fear? And if you didn't think that you had much of a start, it's never too late to have a young heart. Don't you want to find her? Don't you want to slam that screen door open wide and run outside and play? Oh, it's magic. Do you believe in magic? Like fireflies and barefoot nights and moonlight on your skin. Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Don't you want to dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up? Everybody, dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Come on and dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. You'll think better when you're born and if you dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up. Dig it up, dig it up, dig it, dig it, dig it up.
That's Vancouver Quartet, August. Dig It Up from the album The Sweetest Day. They're going to be sharing the bill with Tracy Grammer on March the 8th at the Rogue Folk Club to mark International Women's Day with some music written and sung by women, all kinds of different perspectives on life, and that's the way it should be. Very nice. Before that was The Weepies. It was also a reflective song, Nobody Knows Me At All, and that's on the new Sing Out sampler. www.singout.org. It's a magazine that's been going for 50-odd years, and this show is a radio partner of Sing Out magazine, which means that they send me the CD, I play the music, I tell you about the magazine, everybody's happy. Very, very cool. And if you read the magazine, you know a lot more about music than you did before you read it. And you're going to discover lots of new things. It's a very, very interesting publication. We started that set with Ben Bedford from the album Lincoln's Man and Goodbye Jack. Well, it's about 22 minutes past 10 on CITR 101.9 FM and cable 101.9. Of course, www.citr.ca. If you missed any of this show, if you want to hear any of it again, there'll be podcasts available later on this afternoon. You can download them, listen to them any time you like. That's one of the nice things about CITR. You can easily download the programmes. Some radio stations, you can just pick up the stream and listen to it. You know, but when they devised that, they thought, yeah, nobody can steal this. It's before Stream Ripper was invented. There's lots of ways to capture music that's live streamed on the internet. So really not, you know, making podcasts isn't really doing very much. You're just annoying people who can't download it later. But anyway, whatever. There's lots of ways to listen to this station. And some of it is live. What you're listening to now is live at the time. But this may not be that time. But there again, it always is. Philosophy 101, or is this English Grammar 101? You know, what tense of the verb are we supposed to use? For goodness sake. Enough. Okay, this CD arrived in the mail at Rogue Towers the other day. I've had the CD since September. They did the album launch in September, but it's finally been released with the artwork. This is Hungry Hill from northern BC and the southern Yukon. Very fine bluegrass band, this. And a tune called Roundhouse. What's the idea?
Vanish right before my eyes. someday I will understand. Flesh and blood will pass away, and I'll be more than just a man.
My life has been a rolling stone, well, I've pushed that rock from day to day. Looking for my spirit's home, it seems I'm always on my way. I'll be a song upon the wind, I'll be a wave upon the sea. Well, you know we all begin again. Six red birds in a Joshua tree. Make love with you.
That's Goat Creek from the Wilders from the album Throw Down. Before that was Roll and Go from Outlaw Social from Victoria from their album Dry Bones. Singing Roll and Go Creek. And also in there we heard the John Cowan Band from the album New Tattoo, Redbirds in a Joshua Tree. And we started that set with some more bluegrass from Hungry Hill from their new album Ride on Caribou Records. Finally released with the album artwork and everything, Roundhouse. You're listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR FM 101.9 and Cable 101.9 as well in Vancouver and www.citr.ca. We're streamed live to the internet wherever you've got broadband. It's blooming awful on dial-up. I wouldn't recommend it at all, but on streaming it's great. It's really good. And, yes, up next, a track from Steve Dawson, who played last night. What a concert. Oh, my goodness. Great show last night. Album launch for his first CD of this year, Waiting for the Lights to Come Up. He's got another one coming out later on. It's called Telescope. He played some of the music from that last night as well. Remarkable. What a great band. And they finished the night with Jim Burns and the Sojourners, two-thirds of the Sojourners joining him anyway. And it was a really, really good night. Thanks to everybody who came along and made it so special. So we'll have a track from him. And a track which kind of evokes images of warmer times, because it's called Swinging in a Hammock. And then we'll have a song from the Wailing Jennies, who are up here tonight at the Chan Centre at UBC, the second half of the double bill with Kelly Jo Phelps. And then we'll have a song from Richard Thompson. Why not? Can't really have a show without a Richard Thompson song, I don't think. Shouldn't be allowed. Anyway, here's Steve Dawson, Swinging in a Hammock on CITR.
hand and stretch out my Jonah. It's a sin I survived. And you stretch out your hand, I stretch out my hand.
Well, man.
title track from the first album Richard Thompson made after his breakup with Linda Thompson, Hand of Kindness. What a great song, an incredible guitar sort of progressions are going through there. It's just marvellous stuff. Every solo is an adventure with Richard Thompson, an adventure for him as much as for the audience as well. I really like that. He never plays a song the same way twice, you know, as well. Incredible. Always testing himself, pushing the boundaries. Gotta like that. Marvellous songwriter, incredible guitarist. Hand of Kindness on Hannibal Records. It's also on the triple CD set, Watching the Dark. And if you're watching the clock, it's about 5 to 11 now. Just over an hour to go on this edition of The Saturday Edge, The Edge on Folk, on CITR 101.9 FM with me, Steve Edge, till 12 noon today. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me on this little escapade through the fringes of roots music. And, I'll give you a bit of a concert calendar, I think, at this point. No reason why not. This evening, of course, there is a concert at the Chance Centre at UBC. Information on 604-822-9197. It's the double bill of the Wailing Jennies, who you also heard in that set, with a song called Things That You Know from their second album, Firecracker. The Wailing Jennies and Kelly Jo Phelps playing tonight at the Chance Centre. Also tonight, there's a country dance with Laura May Smith and Grey Owl. Fine band. This is at the Lockdale Hall, 395 Spurling in Burnaby. That's, is it Phil Katz? Accordion player from Seattle. Yeah, be a good dance, that one. At the Lockdale Hall, 395 Spurling, tonight at 8. And also at 8 o'clock tonight, there's a CD launch with Penny Sidor and friends at the Friends Meeting House at 1090 West 70th Avenue. Tomorrow afternoon, in the Legion Hall at 1407 Laburnum Street, there's an English country dance. June Harmon will be calling, and that should be a lot of fun. 4 till 7 tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, you can head down to the Railway Club. There's a CD launch for Cameron Dobb, Alan Dobb's brother, and excellent musician, great keyboard player. I'd be interested to see what he's up to. You could head down to the Railway Club again on Valentine's Day and see Toshi Reagan. Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. Information on 604-681-1625. Next Saturday, it's all happening. There's all kinds of stuff going on next Friday and Saturday. The Spanish Harlem Orchestra plays the Commodore on the 15th. Ruthie Foster is at the Cap College Theatre on the 15th. On the 16th, the Trio Gibran at the St. James Hall. There's an Irish Cayley with Randall Bays at the Victoria Drive Community Hall. And Harry Manx is at the Capilano College Theatre. Incredible. Randall Bays and Dave Marshall are doing a house concert on the 17th. You can get information by emailing Dave Marshall, dave@fiddletech.com. And coming up later in the month, on the 21st, Cadillac Sky and the Sojourners at the Arts Centre Theatre in Maple Ridge, 1194 Haney Place, at 7:30. And information on that through their box office, 604-476-2787, Cadillac Sky. The first band to be released on the Skaggs family label, who are not actually part of the Skaggs family directly, anyway. Very fine bluegrass band, very interesting new take on it. Cadillac Sky and the Sojourners, of course, wonderful gospel troupe. It's going to be quite the night on the 21st, isn't it? On the 22nd, Raincoast Ruckus Dance Weekend starts at the Bonser Recreation Centre. It goes on all weekend. Amongst the guests, Lisa Ornstein, ethnomusicologist and fiddler extraordinaire from Quebec, now living in Portland, Oregon, almost on our doorstep. Ooh, this is exciting stuff. And information on Raincoast Ruckus on 604-465-2383. Xavier Rudd from Australia, who plays simultaneously didgeridoos, hand percussion, slide guitars, all sorts of good stuff, and he sings as well. I don't know, he has that many mouths, but anyway, he does well. Fine performer, Xavier Rudd. His latest album's called White Moth. He's at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on the 22nd. The following night, my favourite Irish singer, Karen Casey, and her band at the Capilano College Theatre in North Vancouver. And on the 24th, Black Omfolosi from Zimbabwe, same venue. And the same night, Angelique Kidjo with special guest Alex Cuba at the River Rock Show Theatre in Richmond. What a shame they're on the same night. I'm going to miss both anyways. I'll be in Memphis. Oh, well. If you can't decide, do neither. If you can't decide and you can't do both, do something else. And looking a little further ahead, the Festival du Bois, La Vallée Castel, the Mars Bars, Farah Farah, and all kinds of people at the Mackin Park, 1046 Brunette Avenue in King Edward in Maillardville. And it's March the 1st and 2nd. Information 604-936-0039. And on the 8th of March, Tracy Grammer and special guests August at the St. James Hall. It's at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano. The following night is Rani Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, same venue. And on the 2nd of March, which I omitted to put on the back page of the newsletter just to confuse myself and everybody else, we have an excellent band from Scotland, Malinky, five-piece traditional band, making their Vancouver debut on the 2nd of March. I have some music from Malinky in the last hour of the show today.